Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ben Bailey's at the Funny Bone tonight. One show only. Check him out. He's with us this morning. And Nick's doing a live podcast tomorrow night somewhere, right, Nick?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Friday night, live recording of Next Window Please at Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha.
Nice. You a married guy, Ben, or have been married, or what?
Divorced.
Yeah. Divorced. Yeah. Okay. How about this situation? This guy and this girl, you sent me the story, Puss. A married couple, for they're 42 and 38. They've been married 13 years. They are
together
literally never
all
apart.
The time.
Never apart. They work together. And it sounds like they're not like even in the same different rooms from each other.
Proudly
right?
Codependent, they say.
No. Sometimes she gets a little upset and she has to go to the other side of the house.
What about the bathroom?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The love toilet. Remember the SNL skit?
Yeah.
Where
you're supposed to sit there?
Are you ready, honey?
Here we go. I really got to go. Open your legs. All right. I'm going to join.
Once they got single, the pair met at a pub and decided to go on a date. They have been literally together ever since. And apparently they use whistles to find each other in the grocery store. Because they have that much separation anxiety.
Like referee whistles? Or
yes,
like,
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Man,
really.
Yeah.
Or like little whistle signals. Like.
I took it to mean like referee
bird
whistles.
We have that sort of thing. Like with my family, we have a little whistle. If you know.
Let me hear
it. Glad they found each other.
2 years. They got married.
Who you whistle to, Ben, when you do that?
What family member? My parents. We always had a little whistle like that to if you get separated from the group. You whistle and they could find you.
I remember.
Smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, but that. Yeah, but you were allowed like
five at the time, or
if they're
like
actively
40.
Trying to elude you, it doesn't work. just whistle. We'll be right over. where'd you guys go? I've been whistling for hours.
They should just get some of those little baby things that you put on their wrist, the baby leash.
Are connected to each other?
Maybe they should do that thing. What was that movie where they put the collars around their neck and two prisoners escape and they get too far away from each other, their heads explode? What was the name of that movie? No, it's not Saw. It's a movie. It's a sci-fi movie. Yeah. Remember that movie? It was they put collars on these prisoners and you were teamed up with one prisoner. You could only get so far away from that prisoner and you'd be running. And if you got too far away, your heads explode.
I want to say Logan's Run, but I don't know
if that's
Logan's
the
right
Run.
Answer.
It's not Logan's Run. Yeah.
Who's in that movie?
Wedlock?
Wedlock?
No,
Rutger
that doesn't
Hauer.
Sound right.
Rutger Hauer, that's it.
Is it?
Yes.
Rutger Hauer and Mimi Rogers?
Yeah, that's it.
And a young Stephen Tobolowsky.
Late 80s, early 90s, maybe.
1991.
Bing!
Yeah, you have to stay within a couple hundred yards of the other person.
Or your
head will explode.
Your head just blows up.
Diamond Thief sent to a prison which uses new technology linked to explosive neck collars to keep its prisoners from escaping.
That's it. The explosive neck collar.
Right.
Pretty effective.
So that's what this couple should wear.
Yeah.
and then just walk away from each other.
Well, I forgot
don't they,
about that.
Don't they have friends? Man, that's tough.
I get there was a these are celebrities. I read there's a couple out there that's pretty famous, and they have a 9-day rule because they're both like actors. Or
that's
something.
McConaughey. Mm-hmm.
That's right,
McConaughey and his wife.
Him and his wife are never apart for more than 9 days. But you know, most people, if you're married, aren't even apart that many times.
9 days is a long time, right?
Yeah.
Who's he married to?
McConaughey. Oh, she's not famous. She's not.
No, she's not famous. No.
But he's the actress. That's right. Yeah, he's the actor. But 9 days at a time—that's different, though. But I mean, how you know, my wife's out of town this weekend visiting my daughter. But it's like, so we're apart. 4 or 5 days at a time for sure, maybe a week. If like I do something different with the guys and she doesn't do it. Like Todd, you're away from your wife a week at a time, right?
Oh yeah.
At her request.
She wouldn't want you there every damn day.
No.
No. Wasn't it Paul McCartney and Linda that the only night they spent apart was when he was in jail?
Never apart, yeah. Right? For years they were never apart.
He put her in the band and she couldn't sing.
Yeah, but there's a difference between not
that is not a unique story though.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
But there's a difference between not spending a night apart and never like even leaving each other's side. This couple
is different, yeah.
After 2 years they got married and they've been together 24 hours a day ever since. That's not healthy.
So this guy not masturbating?
Great question, Nick. That's
if you're always
a great
in the same
question.
Room.
Maybe he does it when he's in there pooping by himself. She's got to let him alone when he's pooping.
She, he's like, what are you doing?
She get in the shower with him?
Yeah. Oh, shower, yeah.
Survey says.
Somebody whistles, they hop in the shower with you.
Right. In the shower.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, they look like a Stepford couple too, don't they? The pictures of them.
It looks a little
young
too,
and smiley. Yeah. Like this is
a little
weird
too
stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's a cuck.
There's secrets there.
Yeah.
And you're right, Nick. There can't be any friends. The only friends they could have is somebody who adopts the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Another couple. Yeah. That never
so
leaves each other's side.
So neither go off to work.
They work together.
They work at home and they work vacation.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like they're travel agents of some sort. They work a luxury vacation thing. But you're right. A guy can't go have a beer or go visit a family member without her.
Maybe go off to the gym for a minute.
Yeah.
Nope.
You got to have a little time to yourself.
We're not thinking about it. We're actually thinking about nightly stuff, what we would do, or just a couple days of a different vacation. But these people are... You're right. They're not leaving the house without the other person.
No.
Yep.
Not even by each other's side 24 hours a day since they got married.
This can't imagine that.
Obviously doesn't play golf.
No.
Or she does
with
too.
With her.
Yeah.
Unless they play together, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, did I tell you? You're like, yes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right there. All the time.
Can you imagine your wives looking at you all the time? They would leave you if they had to look at you all the time.
Then she would just start looking at the knife sticking out of my temple. I would be stabbed.
This is why homes have several rooms. You know, you can go to one and do your thing, and she goes to the
other. I get upset. I know I've known a few guys that, you know, you want to do a guy thing. You just want to do a guy thing. And either go to a football game together. It's not even a big, long vacation. It's like one day.
Yeah.
I've known a few guys in my life that won't do that because their wife wants to do stuff with them. So they just says, can she come? No, this is just a guy thing. You know, just a guy thing. Oh, no, I don't want to go then.
Yeah,
I knew a couple guys like that. I thought, and they're not really pussy whip guys. They're just, it's just a weird vibe about them. I'm thinking, you know, dude, you can't just get one 7-8 hour time slot to spend just with the guys.
Well, or they do come and then they're just on the phone with her the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Right.
Did any of those guys actually?
This is my time. This is supposed to be my time.
Did they even run it by the wife? Because I'm betting she would have said, "Yeah, I'm fine with you. Get go."
You know, well, I know.
Leave. I'm tired of you too.
No, one or two of them, I think it was the wife. that still wanted to go too because they just want to have fun. They're not. But I'm thinking, no, this isn't about that. It's about just the guys.
But the wife wouldn't have a good time.
I stopped asking the one dude. I said, yeah, we're not going to do these trips anymore. I'm not going to ask you anymore because you're not going to go anyway because it's just a guy thing.
So, yep, I have the same thing. I do a golf trip to Myrtle Beach every year.
Perfect. I did. You know what? I did that for years, Ben. I moved to. Actually, I did it when I was in Omaha. Still living in Omaha.
It's my 17th one. This coming. Not this weekend, obviously, because I got the shows. But weekend after, I'll be down in Myrtle with my buddies, and I have the same thing. Some of them, I stopped inviting them because I'm like, she's never gonna let you go.
Man,
I've been asking you for 12 years, and you, I'm gonna come, but they never do.
I still do that trip once in a while. It's a great. My dad was still around. We did that with about 10 or 12 guys every year from like 1988 till. Almost 2000. We did it every year, and there were a couple guys in that situation. We stopped asking because they wouldn't go because they wouldn't they couldn't leave their wife for 6 days.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's a great. It's a nice day. My wife encourages me to go golf.
Go golf. Yeah. Get out of here.
Just to get.
Well, she wouldn't look at you.
She had a little time to herself too.
Just to get me out of the house.
Then she trips with the dogs.
Yeah,
and nobody wants to go nobody wants to go to the bathroom with us. Yeah.
No, that's just terrible.
Well, the other way around, like, is this guy going to baby showers or bridal showers with her? Like, stuff that women usually do on their own? Is he tagging along? Yeah. Or is she just not
Why'd you bring him? Right. Yeah. Why'd you bring him? Right.
And why would he want to come? You know, that's not that. Fine. Go. Have a good time.
I get it. You're in love, but, like, that's not going to last forever.
No, that's not healthy. No.
Especially if you're just right next to each other all the time.
It's 13 years. This isn't a new thing.
13 years. Yeah, that's a long
time. This is 13 years.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they have kids.
No, that would have, if they had kids, that would actually probably ruin their streak because at some point they'd
have to split up.
Yeah, somebody might have to take the kids to school.
Yeah.
If they had two kids, eventually the kids would have two different activities and like,
that ain't happen.
We can't have that. No.
You guys have to sign up for the same activities so we can stay together as a family.
Whatever they are, they're annoying as hell, these people.
There's no way they're fun to hang out with.
Maybe they're happy, right? I mean, I doubt it.
I think there's something bubbling under the surface.
There's something under there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, nobody's that happy.
Love you, sweetie.
You can check on the email on that. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this.
No, occasionally you need to interact with other human beings.
Totally. You got to at least get apart from each other long enough to vent about, about the other person.
Right.
Like,
you got
no one loves everything that someone else does.
No, they got to talk about you.
Well, like you got to complain about your partner with somebody. Everybody does, right?
Like you said,
that's
Nick.
A good point. I mean, what's he doing? He can't be on the phone complaining about her. She's right. She's standing
right
there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Catching up on
her
day.
Oh, yeah, she's a bitch.
Like,
she says hi, though.
Want to talk to her? She's right here.
She's right here. You can talk to her about it.
We're all joined their conversations are in speakerphone.
Ben Bailey with us.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.